Intellect Today continues here from the AirTech Heating Studios on a Tuesday. It's May 11th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you as we roll on with hour number two. And it's time for our monthly chat about what's happening in our local church community. It's called Live with Abandon, and we're joined by our good friend Pastor Craig Ellefson from Celebration Assembly here in Fond du Lac for today's segment. As always, Pastor Craig, happy May. How are you, sir?
Well, yes, happy May. How are we doing today?
We're doing fantastic. The sun is shining, and it's going to be a nice week.
I know. Finally. As long as that snow word is that. Oh, do you? Well, you probably don't remember, but I think it was yesterday, the 10th, in 1990, where I know Fond du Lac, I know where I grew up in West Bend, we got around 8 inches of snow.
I actually just saw something about that on the interwebs. The National Weather Service put something up about that yesterday on one of their social media accounts, and that was a few months before I was born. But just shows that Wisconsin can be rather crazy, I guess you should say.
I remember it as if it was yesterday. I loved it because I got a day off of school and in May. And it was one of those snows where I think it was like on a Friday. I don't remember when exactly it was, but it snowed so much. But then it was like, you know, typical Wisconsin. In 2 days, it was already gone already.
Right, right. And then it was like 85 by, you know, 2 days later. So.
And I think they said that is the latest that we've had that much measurable snow. So I think we're good. I think we're finally good in the clear, and I think we're ready for some warmer weather.
I see no SNOW word in my forecast for the next several days. So I think we are good. So no worries.
That's good. Did you have a good Mother's Day?
Yes, got to see family, and it's just a quick visit, but better than last year where there was no visit, that's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, before I start, though, yeah, May is something interesting for me because, yeah, Mother's Day not only happened to be Mother's Day, but also my wife's birthday.
Oh.
So that was a double thing there. Then it's my birthday this week, and then it's our anniversary.
Wow.
And so you know what it means? June means paying all that back.
Right.
That's kind of what June is for, is paying back the loan.
Right.
But anyway, it's great. No, it is great to be back. I can't believe it is May, but it is great to be back this month. Again, our goal, it's going to be a good show today. It really will be. We have a great guest here today. Our goal is to be a bridge of our churches and the community that we so loved and serve, and to let them know the great things that their churches right here and our ministries are doing and where we can support and get involved. And you'll find out today how we're going to be getting involved here in our literal community here next month. Fond du Lac is very fortunate. We have a tight-knit group of pastors, and actually the one that we have here today is one of the gang, and that we come together every week to pray for each other and our churches and the people we serve in the greater Fond du Lac area. Actually, we just all came together last Thursday for the National Day of Prayer, and it was just great. Just quick shout-out to all of you who came out there and all of your churches to come together for praying for our state, our nation, local officials. Many of our churches were involved. It was great to see some of our Wednesday pastors there. And so it's just great, like that and other opportunities that we'll share today where we can come together and just serve the community that we love. And so, Spencer, we're going to have a really great show.
Best show yet.
You got that right.
All right.
And let's get going with a veteran here. He's been here multiple times pretty much every year because he's got some great stuff to share. And so this morning, we have Pastor John Slotin from Essential Rock. And if you can remember, we had him here last month, just a few months ago, actually, to talk to us about same great church, but a new location. And so we have Pastor John this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Craig. Good morning, Spencer.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. It's sure good to be here. Hey, Craig and Spencer, how about that Fond du Lac football team, huh?
Oh,
I am still, I guess you could say, recovering from how crazy that game was on Friday.
Wow.
Amazing. Just amazing. 10 possessions, 10 scores. The only time they didn't score on a possession was they ran out of time at the end of the first half.
Yeah.
Took a knee at the end of the fourth quarter to end the game. What a team. You know, the pleasure for me is when I was invited to lead Fellowship of Christian Athletes at the high school, through that relationship, I became the chaplain of the football team. And so many of these football players have been part of Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And so I've really gotten to know them. And this team really focused in on Psalms 37, where it says, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and God will act. And God acted in these young men, and they trusted in him, and it was just a beautiful thing, and they committed their way, their way. Do you know that these young football players, these young Christian football players, had to wait for this football season and this championship longer than any other high school football team in history?
Oh, wow.
High school football.
Wow. Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah. Their last game before this spring season started was in 2019. Think about that.
That is true. You're right. So I guess you could literally say it was worth the wait.
You know, one thing I love about this team, too, is people outside this community are talking about this offensive team on this football team being perhaps the best offensive football team ever in Wisconsin high school football. That's quite an accomplishment by a bunch of young men. They're saying our line this year was the best line in the state of Wisconsin, and they were undersized, weren't they, Spencer?
Yeah, not as big as even the team they went up against on Friday, for sure.
Yep, and their execution was superb. Their downfield blocking by their backs and wide receivers, just superb. So their execution and then their skill players were just over the top. Kyle Wall Jasper and Braylon Allen, two of the best in the state, and both going to college on scholarships. I'm just so proud of them, and a shout-out for them, and a praise God for them, and a praise God for their success and their faithfulness.
Amen.
Greg, what you really brought me on the show for today.
yeah, but I mean, that was good, too. But, yeah, there's an exciting annual event that Fond du Lac does, and many of our churches are going to be a part of it this year. What is that?
It's Walleye Weekend. And Walleye Weekend, on the Sunday of Walleye Weekend, June 13th, we have an expanded stage time for the very first time. So for as many years as I've been in Fond du Lac, we've been doing an ecumenical church service with TGFA churches in town, so the Protestant Evangelical Church Community. And we hold this ecumenical church service every Sunday morning at Walleye Weekend. This year it's at 10 a.m. Bring your lawn chairs and your blanket to lay on the ground if you'd rather sit on the ground. And join us. Come in on the Park Street entrance. There's shuttles there. You can ride the golf cart and stuff. Bring your lawn chair. They'll take that with you and get to the stage. We're on the east stage on the lakeside where we've always been, 10 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. is the church service. But what's great this year, Craig and Spencer,
is they've
given us expanded time, so we actually keep the stage till 2:30. And so our speaker, we're having a guest speaker coming in from out east. His name is Brett Hollis. He's a pastor, and he's also a nationally recognized Christian comedian. He's going to give us our sermon message during the church service. And then at 11:30 following the church service, he's going to have the stage and do one of his Christian comedy routines for family. It's going to just be awesome. It's going to be awesome. For those of you listening, Google Brett Hollis, go to YouTube, watch some of his routines. You're going to really laugh. And I'll tell you what, I highly recommend you watch the one that's about having a baby in his office.
Really?
Yeah, you got to listen to that one. It's a true story, and it has a great outcome and ending, and you gotta listen to that one. But the great thing is when he's done on the stage at 12 at noon, we have family-friendly entertainment for families to 12:45. Then at 12:45, we have Wisconsin award-winning Christian recording artist Dane and Kane giving us a concert.
Wow.
And then after Dane and Kane's off the stage, we have more area churches providing family-friendly entertainment till our stage time is done at 2:30. So we've been given 4.5 hours on Sunday morning at Walleye Weekend to bring family-friendly entertainment to our town jointly as the area's churches. Isn't that beautiful?
That is great. No, that is really great. All the way up till 10:30. You know, I think you said, you know, the seating is, I mean, bring a lawn chair, right?
Yeah, bring a lawn chair and come in on that Park Street entrance. We're out on the lakefront. It's a short walk, but you can also grab the golf carts and the shuttle to get there. I know last year, if you came a little bit earlier, if you're handicapped, they were allowing vehicles to drive straight in and drop off and drive straight back out. So hopefully that will happen again this year. But we'd love to have as much of the community come out and support this effort and really show the board of directors of Walleye Weekend how well we can support a stage for 4.5 hours on Sunday by expanding this time for family-friendly entertainment, which every community needs. And, you know, and part of that focus is going to be Christian, and doesn't every community need more Christian presence as well?
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful opportunity for us to be able to be part of.
Yeah, a good family entertainment. Bring the family, bring the grandparents. Yeah, again, like what Pastor John said, yeah, if you're not able to make that service in the morning, but please, you know, get a change of clothes, come on out. I don't think you're going to be missing a thing if you come out at noon. It just sounds like a lot of great things going on. And another thing, too, John, is especially, let's just say, you know, people are new to the area or to the community. Let's say you're finding your parking space. You said try to kind of park over by Park Avenue area. Now, is there a cost to Walleye Weekend or to this kind of family event?
No, this is completely free. And we are taking during the church service a free will offering that will go to community nonprofits. It's what we support every year is CARE Incorporated, which is a Christian-centered help people with emergency housing and bills and medical situations. So that's what the donation that day goes for. And again, from 10 o'clock to 4:30, we're going to be there. We're on the sunny 97.7 East stage on the lakefront, parking close to the Lake Park Marina, anywhere down in that area, and then coming up the Park Street entrance to the park is the best way to have the shortest walk and get to that convenient stage that's just basically north on Park Street.
Oh, that's great. Also, too, again, known to the area, you know, you and I can just easily say Walleye Weekend, Walleye Weekend, Walleye Weekend. Someone out there is like, okay, that's great. What is, in a quick synopsis, what is Walleye Weekend? I mean, is it, who's it for?
Walleye Weekend is a huge income producer for all the nonprofits in our community. So all the clubs, all the different nonprofit organizations have booths and the things that they sell there for food and drink and all that go to these nonprofits. And then this is our biggest festival in the Fond du Lac community, really probably in Fond du Lac County. And this festival has a fishing tournament. It has exhibitors. It has entertainment, all kinds of different entertainment from comedians to karaoke to main music acts, and it starts on Friday, goes through Sunday, and it's just a great opportunity for the community to get together and celebrate who we are in Fond du Lac, enjoy the southern shore of Lake Winnebago and what Lake Winnebago offers all of us, but also bring families together to take in all this entertainment in a park setting. There's a family fishing time and contest for their parents and kids to be part of. It's just a great overall event.
Yeah, that does sound right. Now, when the stage is done at 2:30, is Walleye Weekend done at that time, or does that continue then?
No, there'll be another the stage when we're done with our family-friendly time slot. There'll be another major band act coming on to take that stage. And I believe that they then close out Sunday afternoon.
Ah, okay, good. But good. Sounds like there's something for all there. It starts at, you said, 10 o'clock with the service, and then the other activities start around 11:30?
Correct.
Okay, great. Excellent. That is awesome. Do you know offhand if anyone wants information about Walleye Weekend? Do you know where they could go for that?
Yes, absolutely. WalleyeWeekend.com.
Okay.
Google WalleyeWeekend.com and you'll get right there. All their major stuff is posted, and then all their other time slots and all that, you can find that as well, too. It's very being expanded, too, like every day, every week, as we're getting closer and closer to the event, too. So go ahead and peruse through that website.
Excellent. Hey, while I have you on, I can't help but say and ask, Pastor, if people are interested this weekend looking for a church, what is Essential Rock got?
Essential Rock Church meets 9:30 a.m. every Sunday morning, live in person. but we also live stream too. We have a YouTube channel and a Facebook channel. So just go ahead and Google Central Rock Church Facebook, and you can go in there and click on our link that's right on our Facebook page, or you can go to Central Rock Church YouTube and go into our channel and watch us live too. It's a nice way to check us out on a Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. or any time thereafter, because those recordings stay for quite a while. And also come live. We're meeting live at 9:30 a.m. 402 East 9th Street, our new location that's been renovated, and it's really nice and comfortable, great group of people. Come and join us. You're so welcome.
Excellent. Yes, that formerly used to be just for you guys out there, South Shore. Actually, it was a number of places. But right now it's the Central Rock. They have a wonderful sign out there. They are sprucing it up. It looks great. And so give it a shout. What time was that service again in the morning?
9:30 a.m.
9:30. All right. You guys make sure you get out there. Thank you, Pastor John. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Spencer.
And as for me, this is Pastor Craig Ellefson from Celebration Assembly. For us at Celebration Assembly, we meet every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at 825 Fond du Lac Avenue, actually not too far away now from Essential Rock. Right next to what used to be the Knights of Columbus. It's the Avenue something, and I always forget what that is. But we're right next door to that place, wonderful place. Plus, we do now, not now, we've had for a while, a service, Hispanic service for those who speak Spanish, and that meets during that service as well. We do have a wonderful Hispanic pastor and his wife, Pastor Macbeth and Angel Rodriguez. They would love to have you here. And check us out anytime at celebrationassembly.org. You can like us on those Facebooks as well, and we also have a YouTube channel for our services, and you can look that up under Celebration Assembly Fond du Lac. And so, again, we encourage everyone who does not have a home church to go to Essential Rock Celebration Assembly, one of our many number of churches out there that love to serve our great community. So, Spencer, here it is. We did another one. Thanks for being a part.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pastor Craig, Pastor John. We appreciate it. We'll catch up again in the month of June. That was Live with Abandon here this morning on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. 950.